These are the Nihilists. On my left, a man in the band I like to call a saxophone player. Only been playing saxophone for 3 weeks. Isn't that amazing? And on my right, on a work release program from San Bruno County Jail. On left, from Skin Johnson. The one, the only, Shocking Cast. These fearful times make winning slaves who seek their freedom in their chains. Reagan's election was no surprise. You voted for Nixon twice. Why?
Good morning, Vietnam. Good morning, San Francisco. This is radio station KPOO. This is Paul Kangas, your host on Reality Sandwich, the continuing investigation into the assassination of President John Kennedy, Dr. Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, Malcolm X. And now, consider this, folks. Consider this possibility. Suppose you were alive 1960 when John Kennedy was elected. And suppose you could move back into time and watch the CIA and the ruling class set up the assassination of John Kennedy. Well, we may be witnessing that very phenomena now in 1992-93, as the CIA and the ruling class set up the economic assassination and political anarchy that they're going to unleash against the Clinton government. Have you noticed what's going on? Watch the people that are leaving the government. Watch who becomes the head of the CIA, the head of the Justice Department. Watch the CIA set up the banana peelings around Clinton. Clip the news stories that are coming out. They're phenomenal. What's going on? Investigative journalists are supposed to be those people that can see what's going on, and everybody else stands around and swears it's not happening. Investigative journalists are those people that can smell a news story a year ahead of when it's reality. Well, save your newspapers after this election and check out what's going on. Now is the time to start writing books about the economic assassination of the Clinton government. This period in history is going to unleash an incredible wave of violence against the Clinton government. Unfortunately, unless, of course, we become aware of this. Did you notice about 2 months before the election that a news story broke that Bush was planning a war and he was about to unleash the dogs of war? And because somebody had got an inside information on Bush's maneuver to start a war just before the election to get himself elected, the news media was able to tip the hand that it was happening. And you know, a tactic exposed is a tactic that won't work. So Bush had to stop the war that was being planned and saved a lot of people's lives. That one investigative journalist that uncovered the fact that there was a war being planned just before the election So now, if it's true, what is pretty obvious in the media, that the CIA and the ruling class are going to sabotage the Clinton government so that Clinton cannot get reelected, then we should be aware of that. So let's watch for that. I'll give you some of the news stories to take a close, double look at. But first, let me ask you a question. Do you know what year this is? Yeah, everybody knows what year it is. But why is the year numbered 1992? Think back. What happened 1,992 years ago? Well, a man similar to John Kennedy was attempting to introduce change in the old world. And he was assassinated during the period of Pontius Pilate. And the people, the working class people, were so upset by the king's outrageous, blatant assassination of this man, this political agitator, that they said, we will no longer recognize the Roman government, and we will no longer recognize the Roman calendar, and we will start our own calendar, because we have decided to change the direction of the whole human race in opposing what the government did, assassinating J.C. So the Christians began their own calendar. That shows the depth of their movement. If we had been astute enough in 1963 to understand the CIA and Nixon and Bush's role in the killing of President John Kennedy, we would have started our own calendar. And this year would be the year 29 on the new calendar. Nobody thought it would take this long to investigate the high noon assassination of the President of the United States by the CIA in Dallas, Texas. But here we are, 29 years later. This is the 29th anniversary here in November of the Kennedy assassination. Notice how the media totally ignores it. And they use the Malcolm X movie as part of the ways to obscure it, when in fact the Malcolm X movie is a good example of our culture, our roots, our movement, our generation continuing to throw hammer blows at the CIA and the people who assassinated Malcolm X, John Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, and the whole wave of terrorist assassinations that happened in this country to try and maintain the war in Vietnam, to try and stop the anti-war movement, the civil rights movement. Well, we didn't think far enough in advance. We didn't realize that this class struggle would go on this long. We didn't realize the depth of the corruption and the decay that was in the system that caused the assassinations that happened in this country in the bloody 60s. Well, we now realize this, you know. And years ago, we didn't have a movie like Oliver Stone's JFK that has unified the whole world, gave a unified theory to the evidence so far. That's what Oliver Stone's major contribution is. And so now, in November of 1992, we should honor those great people who have gone before us, not only John Kennedy and the giant Jim Garrison, the only person that brought a prosecution, a giant of a man, politically a giant of a man, a great American hero whose name will be etched in popular cultural songs for the next 100 years. By the way, we're sponsoring a contest now for anybody writing songs about the assassination of President Kennedy. There's a $25 reward for the top prize, which will be announced. So if you have a song that deals with the assassinations of John Kennedy, Martin Luther King, or the heroes like Jim Garrison, or Mark Lane, or Oliver Stone, please send us a written version of the song, or even better, an audio tape version of the song, and we'll have this contest going on for the next month, and then we'll announce a winner and a small cash prize. So if you have any material, please send it to Paul Kangas at P.O. Box 4226 94844, San Francisco 94142. We've got to find ways to expand the culture of the investigation into the killings so that we can focus in on the role of Nixon and Bush, so that we can make the theories and the facts popular, so that we can raise the ante, so that we can put more pressure on Bush and Nixon. Now that they're out of the government and they've slid back into the slime of the CIA, now it's important that we keep focusing on them and pointing at them in order to defend the Clinton government. Not that the Clinton government is going to be good. It's that we got to find a way to put a harness on the Clinton government and make it go the way we want to go. At the same time, we've got to protect our government from the CIA assassins like Bush and Nixon. So how does Malcolm X's history fit into this picture now in 1992? Well, look back on the history of Malcolm X. Ask yourself this question. What caused Malcolm X to leave the Nation of Islam? What caused the split between Malcolm X and the Nation of Islam? What act, what deed, what word did Malcolm utter that caused the split? You know, Malcolm told the truth. Malcolm told the truth about the deepest secret in American history. The secret that there's an unwritten rule that says that if you talk about it publicly, you will be assassinated. The deepest secret in American history is, you know what it is? Because any journalist who has dared to talk about it has been isolated, fired, lost their jobs, and murdered. Numerous witnesses who have dared to speak about it publicly before congressional committees have been murdered. What is the deepest secret in American history that caused the split in the Nation of Islam? See, it's okay if black leaders in America talk about poverty, if they talk about illiteracy, if they talk about unemployment. It's okay if black leaders talk about racism in America. But if black leaders dare to tell the truth about the deepest secret in American history, they too will be assassinated and murdered like all the eyewitnesses. Malcolm told the truth about the JFK assassination. When JFK was assassinated, Malcolm publicly said that it was the CIA who killed JFK. There's an unwritten rule then, in 1963, and now, that anybody who dares to reveal the truth, don't tell anybody you heard this on KPOO, Free Speech Radio, that if you tell the truth about the CIA killing of John Kennedy, you too will be exterminated. Well, the media was trying to cover up the role of the military-industrial complex in the JFK assassination. Malcolm X was exposing their role. That put Malcolm X head and shoulders above what the rest of the leaders of the left were saying at that time and even now. You will not hear any discussion about the movie Malcolm X that includes an analysis of what caused the split between the Nation of Islam and Malcolm X. It goes any further than to say that Malcolm said something about the chickens coming home to roost. Not KPFA, not the Bay Guardian, nobody is willing to talk about the secret, the darkest secret in American history, the deepest secret. When the reporter from CBS asked Malcolm X what Malcolm thought about the assassination of John Kennedy, Malcolm said he thought the JFK had been killed by the same agents of violence that the U.S. had been sending out worldwide to assassinate third world leaders who were resisting U.S. imperialism and rape and pillage in Africa, the rape of Cuba by the United States, the rape of Vietnam by the United States. Those were going on when Malcolm was speaking. That's what Malcolm was speaking about. And for daring to point out that it was the CIA that killed John Kennedy, the CIA, which was secretly dividing the Nation of Islam, trying to control the Nation of Islam, the CIA then had to kill Malcolm X, as they will try to kill anybody who speaks out on this issue. You see, just before Malcolm was killed, the CIA had assassinated, knew democratic leadership like Mossadegh in Iran. Remember that terrible period, if you were alive then, terrible period when democracy arose in Iran and the CIA invaded Iran secretly and installed the Shah, but first they had to have a bloodbath to destroy all the Democrats, the leaders of the democracy movement in Iran. Mossadegh was assassinated by the CIA. Malcolm knew about that. That's what Malcolm was talking about when he said, the chickens have come home to roost. If this government sends out these crazy CIA agents like E. Howard Hunt and Frank Sturgis to murder people worldwide who do anything progressive, can you imagine what they'll do when they come back home to roost? If Clinton thinks he has a chance of doing even half of what John Kennedy did, he's dead wrong. And if he tries, he'll be dead. Well, look at what Malcolm was living through. Not only had the CIA assassinated Mossadegh in Iran, but Lumumba in the Congo was assassinated. Diem in Vietnam was assassinated. Why? Because they were leaders of a new democratic movement that was spreading worldwide, and the CIA was bound and determined to suppress it. And the CIA tried to kill Fidel Castro in Cuba. They tried and failed in that one case. They tried to assassinate Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam, and they failed in that case. But they were successful in most cases. And then when Kennedy cut off the invasion of Vietnam and cut off the invasion of Cuba and stopped the CIA dead in its tracks, the CIA chickens came home to roost, and Malcolm saw it. You see, the CIA was trying to control the Nation of Islam, trying to kill off any democratic leaders, progressive leaders in the Nation of Islam also. Any black leader in the Nation of Islam that dared to call for integration amongst the black working class and the white working class to fight the ruling class had to be killed. The Nation of Islam had to be kept a separatist organization, just like the CIA likes to keep the white movement controlled by racists in the white movement who keep the issues focused on the white community and don't allow integration. The CIA encourages racism, encourages separatism. CBS, ABC, NBC, and the CIA were outraged that Malcolm X would dare to tell the truth to the whole world when almost everybody else on the left was simply repeating what the New York Times was saying. Most of the left is not fit to shine the shoes of a leader like Malcolm X. Most of the left keeps state secrets. Most of the left participates in the conspiracy, the media conspiracy to cover up the CIA assassinations of leaders around the world. You will not see them talking about the CIA assassination of John Kennedy and naming E. Howard Hunt and Frank Sturgis, because they're afraid to. Okay, you know, they don't want their sponsors intimidated because they'll go out of business. If the Bay Guardian was to tell the truth about Malcolm X or about John Kennedy, the Bay Guardian sponsor would be told to not do business. Same with KPFA. Their sponsors would be told not to do business with them, and they would go out of business. So they have to avoid dealing with the truth. Malcolm dared to face the truth and say, you know, it's the same people who murdered third world leaders around the world that came back and killed John Kennedy. It's okay with the CIA and CBS if black leaders kill each other. It's okay with the CBS and CIA if the black leadership complains about poverty and unemployment and racism in this country. But if black leadership dares to start making national political policy statements as to who should be the president of the United States, then CBS, ABC, and the CIA will jail or kill such leaders, be they black or white. That fateful statement by Malcolm X about the CIA assassination of John Kennedy set off a series of events that led to the CIA assassination of Malcolm X and blaming it on the Nation of Islam. Malcolm realized the trick just before he was killed. That's why in the movie and in life he said that he would no longer say it was the Nation of Islam who had burned his house, because he now began to realize when he went to Mecca, the white men following him were not the Nation of Islam. the white men following him were CIA agents, agents of George Bush and Richard Nixon, agents sent out to divide the Nation of Islam, to keep the Nation of Islam in the ghetto, to keep the Nation of Islam out of the working class struggles, to keep the Nation of Islam from joining hands with the broad working class masses in the Latin community, the Asian community, the American Indian community, and all the other working class communities that face the same enemy of the U.S. bankers in this country who are robbing us with their banks. Remember, it's an unwritten rule amongst journalists that anyone who dares to expose the CIA will be dealt with. Look at what happened to the 60 eyewitnesses in Dallas, Texas, who actually saw E. Howard Hunt and Frank Sturgis shoot President John Kennedy. They were murdered by the same forces that murdered Malcolm X and John Kennedy. 1,992 years ago, when a similar incident happened, the people of Rome who were opposed to the murder of Christ had created such a movement to disassociate themselves from the government, the Roman Empire, the Western Empire, actually it was, that they created their own calendar with the breakaway, with Malcolm X breaking away from the Nation of Islam. One of the acts that the followers of Malcolm could have done would have been to have started a new calendar the day Malcolm broke away from the Nation of Islam in order to create one more aspect of their culture that would be useful in defining themselves as separate from the Nation of Islam. They could have started a calendar dated day one, the day Malcolm broke away from the Nation of Islam, the day he was expelled. That would have been November 23rd, 1963, the new calendar. So this would be day one. Correction. That would start day one, and then there would be, we would now be in year 29 of the new calendar of the nation of the movement that Malcolm X started when he broke away. And just coincidentally, that would have been in line with the new calendar of the movement of the people trying to arrest the CIA for the assassination of President John Kennedy. So we had two movements that began on the same day, the followers of Malcolm X and the people investigating the assassination of John Kennedy. Two equally powerful groups that could have, should have started a calendar on that day and would have converged by now into a gigantic movement in this country and the world to jail the CIA, to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the wind for the murderous activities it did against Malcolm X, John Kennedy, Mossadegh of Iran, Lumumba of the Congo, Fidel Castro of Cuba, Diem in Vietnam, and all the other murders that the CIA perpetrated in order to maintain the drug traffic worldwide, its black bag operations worldwide, its poisoning of our children worldwide. As part of the continuing investigation, on part two of this program, we will be interviewing a man named John Barber, who produced and directed a great interview with Jim Garrison, which is now going to be a companion piece in December on HBO, along with the JFK movie. So people have HBO will be able to see the JFK movie by Oliver Stone and a companion piece, lengthy, in-depth interview with Jim Garrison and a lot of investigative material, new footage around Garrison's investigation of the CIA killing of President John Kennedy. Jim Garrison will go down in history as one of the great American heroes of our time, and it was so nice to see him in the movie and go out as a hero the way he did, because He bit off more than he could chew, and he paid a terribly high price, personal sacrifice, to do what he did for America. He was simply following what John Kennedy said, ask not what America can do for you, but what you can do for America. And one of the best things that you could do for America right now would be to continue the investigation into the killing of Malcolm X, and more important, to understand why Malcolm X was killed, to see the actual reasons behind the assassination of Malcolm X having to do with the reason being that Malcolm was speaking out for integration in America to fight the power, for black people and white people, red, yellow and brown people to work together to fight the powers. And even though it looks like we have a peaceful government now, the Clinton government, those people who voted for Clinton are in trouble in many ways because they will now roll over and play dead. For instance, Clinton is very pro-war around Cuba. He would authorize an invasion of Cuba. Clinton is very pro-war against the Middle East, so Clinton would authorize war in the Middle East. And we have to enforce the mandate that Clinton has against Clinton. And the big danger now is those people that voted for Clinton will not believe anything bad about Clinton. So we have to test Clinton. We have to test Clinton on the key issues of war and peace, and where he's going to put the money. We want massive cutbacks in the Defense Department and the number of troops under in the military. So, but Clinton's not going to do that. You watch. Clinton is going to go, and it would be nice if he adapts a policy in the Middle East of no aid to the racist state of Israel. And it would be nice if he would discontinue the blockade, the economic blockade of Cuba. So people should write to Clinton at his, you can either write him at the White House by now or at his governor's mansion in Little Rock, and just a letter addressed to Governor Clinton at the governor's mansion in Little Rock, we'll get there, and say to Mr. Clinton, the Honorable President-elect Mr. Clinton, we request that you stop the economic blockade of Cuba and that you make peace with Cuba finally. And we request that you cut off all financial aid, military aid, all aid to the racist state of Israel until Israel adopts a policy of living at peace with its neighbors. There's a movement in the Middle East and here in the United States calling for a United States of the Middle East in which Israel will be part of Middle East, the same way that Mississippi is part of the United States. Israel is basically the Mississippi of the Middle East, the racist, militaristic, reactionary state in the Middle East that's causing the wars in the Middle East. So it's necessary to treat Israel the same way we treat Mississippi in this country. Insist that Mississippi be part of the federal United States and not try to be a separatist, racist state like Israel tries to be. So Governor Clinton, President-elect Clinton, please cut off all financial aid to the state of Israel and force Israel to live at peace with its neighbors. We can't afford to support another racist government like South Africa and Israel. We just can't afford to do it, and we shouldn't do it. We won't do it. So we insist that no money go over there. All right. I speak like this because those people that voted for Clinton, I'm not one of them. I'm in Peace and Freedom Party, but those people that voted for Clinton now are a dangerous group because no matter what Clinton does, they're going to go along with it. So you've got the people that voted for Bush will go along with it. You got the people that voted for Clinton are going to go along with it. You don't think the people that voted for Bush are now all of a sudden going to turn around and be anti-war. If Clinton starts a war somewhere, you know that the Bush people and the Clinton people will be working together against the anti-war movement. And probably half the anti-war movement voted for Clinton. The other half either didn't vote because they knew what warmongering party the Democratic Party is, and or else they voted for the Peace and Freedom Party candidate. So those people that voted for Clinton, they're like zombies now, and they're happy as a clam, but at the same time, they're a danger to the anti-war movement, because many of them actually support the racist state of Israel.
Listen, son, now's not the time to turn your back or turn to whine. You've lit a spark, and now we're blazing the battle outside. Now is raging.
You heard me, and you're here, and all you know how to get out of here. Oh, you say the battle outside is raging, but what are we waiting for?